right, let's continue, and we'll take your calls. Of course, you can talk about anything that you would like here on Free Talk Live. Michael is on the line listening in Wyoming. You're on Free Talk Live.
Hi, guys. Hey, long Michael. Time listener, ninth time caller.
You're keeping track?
I don't know, probably something like that. Well, not counting the three times I called in and pretended to be a racist redneck, but forget that. Yeah, I quit my job like 12 years ago because I hated it. I hated getting up to an alarm. I hated going somewhere else. I hated working for other people. And now, like, about once a month, I have to get up to an alarm, and it really, I'm usually happy for it. Like, tomorrow I have to get up to be on Freedom's Phoenix, and I'm like, how am I going to get up at 7 a.m., man? I'm usually going to sleep then. But that's a quality problem, you know?
Yeah, it is a disturbing thing to get up to an alarm, you know, that they've got different products out there to minimize this kind of thing, but man, that wake up call at 6 o'clock in the morning and the alarm clock's going, it's rough.
I'm just gonna stay up and work, which is what I have to do. You know, I make the same I used to make working in offices as a temp in law firms doing administrative assistant work. 40 hours a week. I work like 110 hours a week to do that. And what I've been doing the last few nights is compiling phone numbers of radio stations to call when we get syndicated, which is something that Ian helped us with. And it's actually been my dream since I was about 6 years old to be on the radio.
I love helping people's dreams come true, Michael Dean from Freedom Fiends.
I love you. I love you. And I really appreciate it, man.
Well, I mean, credit goes to the Genesis Communications Network. They're picking up the Freedom Fiends.
Are they really?
For a weekend syndication.
Okay.
Gig, so
that's exciting.
Yeah. So yeah. All I did was I made the connections, which, you know, well, it is all about who you know.
You. Yeah. So, you know, I mean, basically,
Michael Dean, let's rewind a little bit back to when you left your career as a temp. To, I don't know if you can even call a career as a temp, but when you left the world of the corporate rat race to do your own thing, I mean, was it one of those things where you just cut it off, or did you kind of slowly get out of it?
No, I spent about 5 years doing both before that. I mean, I was like working in offices, you know, and I got so good at doing their 8 hours of work in like 4 hours, but I had to be there 8 hours, that I would use the control tab trick on the computer to work on my stuff, you know, to start like building my writing career and building my filmmaking career.
What does control tab do?
I think it means alt tab.
Alt tab?
Yeah, alt tab, yeah, that's it. Yep. And I'd actually like keep my stuff on a 3.5-inch floppy disk in their computer for the times that they would come in and fire me for working on my stuff. I could just grab it and leave.
So,
yeah, or I'd email it to myself every hour, things like that.
So 5 years.
But I did their work, yeah.
5 years. How did you know? When was the point at which you realized, all right, this is it, I'm ready, I feel like I can make the jump to fully doing my own thing now?
When I got a book deal from a major publisher of tech books and got enough advance to pay my rent for 3 months and starve.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, there's a lot of people have jobs where they're doing nothing. Their body has to be in a certain place. And, you know, writing a book isn't a bad idea. If you can think about ways to properly, you know, to productively use your time in those ways, you can really parlay that into something more. Farmville is not it.
Nope.
Yeah. And I left Facebook. We all know that. And I'm doing well. I'm not going through withdrawal.
Oh,
it's been 3 weeks, man.
I'm so jealous. So
I can help you, Ian. I can help you.
Well, what about?
Call me later. We'll talk.
What about Freedom Fiends, though? How are you? I mean, don't you need to use Facebook to promote Freedom Fiends?
No, I guess I did for the first 2 years, but now there's enough fiends on there that they're promoting it for us.
So you just leave the page there and you dipped?
Yep.
Okay.
And I wrote a book that I know you like, Mark, called User's Manual for the Human Experience, which is about how to quit your day job. And it's not one of those, buy my book to help me quit my day job. I give it away free. You can buy a paperback, but it's free on michaelwdean.com.
I don't really remember that portion of the book. What I remember is getting out these soul-sucking individuals that take away the happiness that you have in life.
That's the first half of the book. The second half of the book is how to make a living doing what you love once you get the soul vampires and soul mosquitoes out of your life, the serenity vampires. And actually, I pitched it to three major agents who were like, I could take this book and sell it if you'd split it up into two books. And I'm like, no, man, it has to be one book. And I self-published it instead of getting a book deal for it.
Well, it you know, that I can tell you that it's valuable. I reference in my mind, I've listened to this book twice through now, and I reference in my mind this whenever I have sort of a problem with an individual, I'm able to use the techniques in the book, and I find it very valuable. It's changed my life.
So there's an audiobook version?
I think that's it, isn't it?
Yeah, and there's also paperback on Amazon, but you skipped through the second half because you're already making a living doing what you love.
Maybe I did, maybe I didn't. I listened to the whole thing. I mean, I didn't love a book and then stop listening to it halfway through. I just don't remember it.
So what's the book called again? It sounds good.
A User's Manual for the Human Experience. It's a very pompous title, but it kind of delivers on what it promises.
Thank you for the call and your experience tonight. I hope some people found it valuable, and they'll check your – you said it's available through your website, michaelwdean.com.
Yep. All right. Thank you guys for doing what you do.
Thanks,
what does
dude.
The W stand for?
Wareham. It's my mother's maiden name, why I've had to change that bit of information on all my banks, is that's not my password on banks, because it's public knowledge what my mother's maiden name is.
It certainly is now. Michael, thanks for the call, man. Appreciate it. That's Michael from freedomfiends.com and michaelwdean.com. Also the director, by the way, of Guns and Weed, which apparently Willie Nelson needs to see. Thanks for the call, Michael. Some of y'all saw the news. Willie Nelson's advocating for gun control.
No, I haven't seen it.
855-450-FREE, SACL CAI toll-free line. You can take control. This is Free Talk Live.
And now, live from the studios of Freedom's Phoenix, Ernest Hancock.
Believe me when I say we have a difficult time ahead of us. But if we are to be prepared for it, we must first shed our fear of it. I stand here without fear because I remember. I remember that I am here not because of the path that lies before me, but because of the path that lies behind me. I remember that for 100 years we have fought these machines. And after a century of war, I remember that which matters most. We are still here!
Hey, from the studios of Freedoms with an S, freedomsphoenix.com, and our first guest, Michael W. Dean. Michael Dean, you go to Freedom Fiends, FEENS, freedomfiends.com. Also, gunsandweed.com. Now, we may be hearing a lot about the movie that they produced. We've talked about that before. We've talked about a lot of things. You know, we got the... You know, here comes the gun thing. I mean, this is, I don't think the big bad guys understand the hornet's nest that they've poked on this one, but we'll see what happens. We'll talk about that a little bit. Well, the first thing I wanted to talk to Michael Dean about, he's a fellow broadcaster over at the LRN.FM network, and there's a new shift coming. There's something that's happening in activism and in freedom-oriented media and so on, is that we're getting on parity with the big bad boys. You know, you have this consolidation of media into the hands of they, them, those, and all they got to do is just, you know, hire them some red coat, come over here and tell everybody how to behave and so on. So I'm going... that's rich. Okay, that's how they want to play. Well, I remember back when Wayne's World first came out, and I remember that was like 89, early 90s, something like that. It was late 80s, early 90s. And it was from a regular skit that was done with Mike Myers and, as always, Garth. Was it Dana Carvey that did that? And they had a skit, and it was... They broadcast from their basement, mom's basement. And they're like, oh, Wayne's World, Wayne's World, Wayne's World. Party on, party on. Now, what happened was that we got to the point, that time I understood that what if everybody was to be able to communicate with everybody? What happens when you're able to have your thoughts and your opinions and whatever out there, and then you know, the more popular ones was listened to. All of a sudden, if you didn't lie and you had credibility and you were entertaining, you're Walter freaking Cronkite for a whole different generation. We're there. This is happening. Now, Michael Dean has a mechanism. There's a whole media platform that they're using, and he sent me a little bit of an email because we were talking about a lot of different things that we're doing. You know, the Next News Network, Gary Franchi's doing just – he started broadcasting last night. Now you just – everybody gets on whatever programming he has, and eventually they'll get a satellite channel as their goal, and they do whatever. We have we do live web streaming that we do here from the studio, and Freedom's Phoenix offers, you know, a lot of the people that I like that have shows that they need a place to archive and how to do it. We just have a duplicate way of the way we do our archives and everything here. You know, they can do that. Michael Dean has a method too. So we are in a new era. So I want to, Michael, before we get into all the other good stuff we can talk about, let's talk about that.
Yeah, all right. I'm broadcasting from my windowless bunker. Oops. Hey, how you doing there, Ernest? What's up? You get up early, man. I had to stay up all night to do this interview.
You know, well, welcome to my world, man. You know, Donna's like, you know, button your shirt, get your pants on. The music started. I mean, you know, so I muscle. But I tell you, getting up early and getting it done. You know, then you got the rest of the day. But, you know,
Glenn Beck doesn't probably broadcast it in his underwear, but we do, and that's the new paradigm. But, you know, the old guard is getting threatened by the new guys. I mean, like, Glenn Beck called Alex Jones a fascist yesterday. You know, that means Alex Jones is making some headway there. And, you know, I think they're going to come after the First Amendment now that they're trying to go after the Second Amendment. Although, I don't really think they did much yesterday to go after the Second Amendment, you know. Obama standing there with his bunch of children surrounding him, as Michelle Malkin said. You know, the conservatives get it right once in a while. She said he was using kids as human shields to pass his edicts. But, you know, I mean, I'm finally got an audience. It's been my childhood dream my whole life to be on radio, to be like, you know, reaching everybody in their home. And I'm finally doing it. I think they're going to go after that next. But we got this method of BitTorrent archiving where basically if I got droned right now, there's like 25 or 30 people who would just turn on their computers 24/7 and share it no matter what. And that's a way to do it. And I want to turn you on to doing that too. It takes a little bit of setup, but it's worth doing, man.
Okay, explain it to me. I mean, we're doing all kinds of stuff. Why would I put all my stuff to you? What are you doing? What you got? What's waiting for me?
Well, we got a few things. One is we got a streaming feed, which I think you're working on too, and I can tell you how to do that. You basically just go to there's a company called Voscast, and it's about $202 a year, and you set up an account there, and you just stream 24/7. You upload your MP3s when you're not when you're done with them. And it just rotates them in a 24/7 random, you know, kind of feed. And then when we do our live show on Thursdays, we stream it over that also using a utility called BUT, which stands for broadcast using this tool. And the BitTorrent thing is basically a lot of people have a webmaster. I'm our webmaster, but we actually have a torrent master. We have this guy, Sean Diwali, who every episode within, you know, half hour of it being done, he gets it uploaded to a torrent seed box, which is basically so we don't have to leave our computers on 24/7 in our house. And it's a lot faster than doing it from a home. You know, they're on a fat pipe somewhere in Europe. And then we've actually got two other fans running seed boxes now. So three fat pipes in Europe running all this stuff. And BitTorrent, you know, BitTorrent is how like people share pirate stuff, but it's you can do it for stuff that's your own stuff. You can pirate your own stuff, basically. And it's a lot better way if the boot comes down on us. Like if they just SOPA'd the freedomfiends.com site, everybody could just turn their computers on. It's got the BitTorrent and just be sharing it 24/7 and it's accessible. And there's no central server with it. Everybody that's doing it is the central server, so you can't shut it down.
Well, this is shut what down? I mean, this is, you know, let's go ahead and get down to the beginning.
Shut us down, man.
No, I mean,
in our mouth. Okay. I mean, like, literally, I could be Gitmo'd tomorrow and the Freedom Fiends would live on.
Okay, let me frame my question. I have, right now we use DCAST, okay? We tried Ustream and other stuff, and it just, you know, this, you know, for $30 a month or whatever it is we do, I can't remember, it costs something. You know, we get to be able to live broadcast right now. We have, when you go to the archive page here, and we're putting in players that go at the top of Freedom's Phoenix. So when people go on to the front page, it'll have it right there playing live when we have live shows. This is what we were talking about for John to do. Now, if you have this ability, I can go, okay, well, we'll, you know, change URL over here. You know, we can live broadcast on to the next network, you know, is what Gary wants to do. We have, we could go ahead and BitTorrent a whole bunch of the archives and the files that we have that we got, that we put over on Blip, because I don't like YouTube anymore. I mean, I haven't for years. I just said, you know, screw them, man. When he went to Google and they're doing all their funky stuff, I'm like, I already see where this goes. They get to select what they want. So I'm going, no, we'll go ahead and archive it over here. So we have them, every one of the shows has the video and the audio archive for that day. You go in, there it is. Then the only thing we don't do is we don't 24/7 broadcast, and you have to go pull it up. So I'm going, okay, so I'm interested in that. And then, you know, everybody always talking about BitTorrent. Now, I remember we did an entire issue, the magazine, to define what that meant, what that is, how that's used. When we come back, let's talk about that, BitTorrent, and how we can go ahead and have our 24/7 channel up and a couple hundred bucks a year. You see, this is my point. You know, the bad guys, oh, we can edit and chop you up and do whatever we want to do and have a perspective.
Quantum Vibe, it's year 2523.
Okay, let's do BitTorrent when we come back. You know, everybody throws this stuff, we're BitTorrenting. Oh, okay, well, I'm peanut butter and jelly making. I mean, you know, what does that mean? You know, so the we'll go ahead and get into that. And then, so let's go ahead and talk about real quick what email you sent, what you were talking about. This is how it's evolved and what my mindset was. When we set up the studio at the workshop, I never really intended on me doing the shows. I've done radio. I'm good. I get it. You know, I was really trying to encourage other people to do it. Well, there were other people didn't go the way I wanted. I had a beautiful studio. I mean, we, you know, boom, here, everybody go. What I didn't realize is how difficult it is for a lot of people to talk. I mean, to be engaging, entertaining, you know, kind of do what you do, you know, be have something interesting to say, say it in an interesting way, be creative, and somebody want to listen, okay? So to try and inspire them, I go ahead and just start doing the show, and I was invited to go on a network, Republic Network, or sorry, John Stettemeyer, or whatever his name, I can't remember his name. But you know, I met them at different functions around the country, and they want us to go on their network. So I go, all right, boom, we'll do a show. So we do that, and it kind of evolves from there. But I've been on Terran Radio here, and I found out that we were one of the first ones that started using MP3. We started archiving every show back in February of 2003. So this was like internet. What the heck are you doing, Ernie? Well, I was on a morning show here in the Valley out of Scottsdale. And I said, you guys don't see the future. You don't understand what's happening. Within a year, I was getting more listeners of the show in the archive than, hell, I would have made a gazillion dollars by being a Terran Radio here with the ratings. And I'm going, wow, what's good ratings? Oh, wow, you're like a hero if you got 10,000. I go, crap, I get that many downloads. So I go, you know, this is not the future. The future is on the internet. So we set everything up for that. And even though I'm not, you know, uber techni-geeky, I understand the power of it. So I go, all right. So as we evolved and did this, it got to where, okay, fine, you know, I'll just do the show. And then some other people did, and they had little things and getting and having some fun. But not everybody is like you, you know. They just don't have the, they have something they got to say, but it's one thing, you know. And I said it. So I'm done. And it's archived. And go listen to that. You know, I did that one show. So when we come back, this is the, you know, there's a lot of things we can talk about. I'm sure we'll get into whatever. But the one thing that I want to really focus on
is. Oh, I thought we were live now.
Well, we're not now on the.
We're so live all the time, man. I thought we were live right now.
No. No, we're in break on the network. But we're.
I heard us go into break. I heard the Quantum Vibe commercial. We played that commercial too. And then I was like. Well, I guess this is like for the internet feed or something.
Right.
Or
the video, yeah. Huh? No, we have the web streaming is still going, but not. This is yeah. No, this is not out in the, broadcasted, okay?
You're so live, man. You're just live all the time. I can't tell when you're not live. It's a good thing.
Same. It's the same. You know, you get what you get. But the so now we're coming back in 30 seconds. But my thing is that, you know, with that understanding of what was coming, everything that I was hoping would happen, I wish that we could get the printing press for the individual kind of go up against the king, is here. So I need you to, you know, when you say BitTorrent in Europe and everything, go and explain for people that don't know what that means. You know, BitTorrent is what, you know? Yep. All right, well, here we come.
You can interact with other LRN listeners in our message board at forum.lrn.fm. That's forum.lrn.fm.
Rhodes, it's the Ernest Hancock Show. Where we're going, there aren't any roads.
Michael W. Dean, Freedom Fiends, Freedom Fiends, FEENS.com, GunsAndWeed.com. Now, this is one thing I remember. Michael had produced the movie Freedom Guns and Weed, and it was obvious that not only did he have experience in broadcasting, you know, it was always the ability to edit, to make movies, to present, to be entertaining. And I'm going, okay, you know, I see the future on this. This is not as common as you would think. And certainly, even if they do have the talent, there's always something. They, you know, it's, you know, too much weed or something. I mean, they have no motivation. They don't get out. They got to get off their butt. They got to actually do it. They got to show up for work every day. They got to, you know, actually, you know, head down and plow. How many people do that? Well, not everybody. Well, Michael is, and he wanted to be able to have, like we did back in 03, we started archiving. Every word that came out of my mouth is on the archive somewhere. And I'm telling you, that was new back then. You know, talk show hosts never recorded their stuff. It was like a big, can I get a tape of that? Well, I don't know. We got to go back to the whatever and the Mandori, you made us, whatever government thing. But, you know, this is, you know, for what we're talking about, this just to make it accessible, an archive of somebody. You didn't hear him live that day. You didn't get it. Well, we did. Yeah. So now, Michael, you need to explain to me, when you say BitTorrent, what does that mean?
Well, it's basically a free software program that turns everybody's computer into a server. So there's no centralized server to shut down. Once a bunch of people have downloaded it, the original source can literally get droned. I mean, you could drop a bomb on the person who made the media or the server or company that's serving it, and there's no way to stop it because it's out there. If you go to freedomfiends.com and click on the Torrent Club link at the top, it'll explain how to do it.
Now, is it part of the technology that the kid that supposedly committed suicide, when he created RSS, you know, really simple syndication? And
well, he helped create it. He didn't create it. He did some stuff after to make it more usable. But I don't think they droned him for that. If he got droned, if that was any kind of, you know, kill squad or anything, I think it was for being an advocate against SOPA, being an advocate against internet censorship.
Well, it's not just that he created it, what you can or can't do with it and kind of being, because, yes, they made every effort to try and control the very thing that you're talking about. We don't want people to do peer-to-peer. We don't want them to be able to, you know, download and pirate software and movies and this and that and blah, blah, blah. But the other side of that, the freedom-oriented abilities, is that, hey, everybody can be a server for everything that they find of interest. And the bad guy is like, no, we want to have that control. And they enjoyed that forever. I mean, it's only recently, all of a sudden, even when they started doing radio before, where I was on a station that was a 50,000 watt Liberty blowtorch. Well, they don't like them. And when they have them and people are broadcasting big, giant populations, what do they want? Licensing. No, you can't say this.
Yeah, I have a prediction that one of Obama's next acts as king is going to be to try to reinstate the Fairness in Broadcasting Act, which was something they had for a while, and then they got rid of it which was for terrestrial radio, where basically if you had a right winger on there for an hour, you had to follow him with a left winger on there for an hour. Well, I kind of think that libertarian shows could be sort of a loophole in that, though, because we bash both sides, so we could do the fairness doctrine just by being on there. They wouldn't like that at all.
Oh, that's a good point. You know, that's another thing that's coming up. This is what I'm seeing, and I'm telling everybody, I'm going, look, man, all you got to do is not, don't compromise, don't try and go to get and fit into their cookie cutter or whatever, just be libertarian. And what happens is now everybody's going to be, ooh, where's your libertarian? You don't have a libertarian on your network, libertarian, it's a libertarian. I'm saying they're going to be swinging dead cats and bashing libertarians all over the place when it starts to get popular. When, you know what, when I got Glenn Beck telling me he's the libertarian spokesperson, I'm like, seriously? You know, so this is, I can see it coming, but you're setting yourself up to be one of those voices. You know, Gary's trying to do it. You know, I'm trying to be a resource for that. I'm really, LRN is being a fantastic tip of the spear on this kind of stuff.
Well, Free Talk Live is on like 150 terrestrial radio stations, you know, everything from like 1,000 watts to like 50,000 watts all over the country. I mean, they are really a threat. I mean, the Talkers magazine, which is the, like, you know, they usually have Glenn Beck or Hannity on the cover. Like, they just covered Ian Freeman as one of the, like, up and coming, you know, young bloods of talk radio yesterday, you know, basically saying, well, everybody's old in this industry, but there's new blood coming in. And Ian Freeman was one of the people they featured.
Excellent. And, you know,
the stuff that I do, like BitTorrent, editing, doing podcasts, doing radio, doing all this stuff, you know, I've never considered myself like one thing. Like, I played in a rock band and was signed to Warner Brothers and toured the world, but I've never defined myself as a musician, and most people don't even know I did that. But, you know, I look at what I can do to make the world a better place every day I get up, and that means for liberty now. It always just used to mean for something, but now it means for liberty, and I get up like, you know, I stay up all night so I can talk to Ernie. And one of the things that I did recently, it had nothing to do with software or anything like that, or you know, making any media, that I think was one of the most important things I did. And this is kind of like how I define my life, is getting up in the morning now and doing something. And one day what I did was I called your boy, the printable gun guy, Cody Wilson. Mm-hmm. I called him up. I heard about what he was doing. This was like 6 months ago. And I said, I want to interview you on my Anarchy Gumbo cast. It's the interview cast. It's where I'm going to put this show up later this Saturday. And he's like, I don't really do interviews, and I don't really plan to do interviews. And he was really, really shy. And I talked to that cat for 2 hours on the phone. First hour was convincing him you should do an interview with me. Second half hour was convincing him he should do interviews with other people. And the last half hour was telling him how to do interviews and how to approach the media. And that guy is getting in like the Wall Street Journal now. And I take some small part and responsibility for that. I mean, maybe that's giving aid and comfort to the enemy or something. I don't know. But I sat down and talked him into doing interviews, and he's kicking butt with it, man.
He's gotten he's scaring me. I mean, you know, when he did a 50. Yeah. You know, you and I understand the power of this stuff. He has a 52-second piece. I had him on yesterday, I think. And he made all the big hoopla, you can't get 30-round magazines for ARs. And he goes, well, I just print them. You know, and I'm like, and he does a 52-second thing, working semi-auto, full auto. Then he goes to a restaurant, he's sitting there eating lunch, and they go, you know, how's your lunch? And he goes, tastes like Dianne Feinstein's lunch. You know, so I'm like, God. Oh, yeah.
Man, put you, I brought him out of his shell. I take responsibility for that.
Well,
I was,
you did a good job, because he's out of his shell.
He was really shy the first time I talked to him, man.
He's, I think as time goes on, he's starting to understand, you know, what the real battle is. And this is, and he's a law student. And so he's was really hip on trying to make sure he didn't get arrested, you know, but BATF wants to play. But it's getting to the point to where I think people are starting to understand all the stuff that they're doing is just silly. But
the cat's out of the bag and it's got teeth, man.
And you're, what you guys are doing is really showing just how futile their efforts are. When we get back, we're going to go ahead and talk with Michael a little bit about how he's using this technology. To what end? You know, who's participating? Who gets to take the freedom fiends and slap their neighbors upside the head with it? How are they doing it? Oh, this broadcast, Ian was just telling me, more and more micro-broadcasters are coming up everywhere.
Did you know that Free Aid is a mutual aid, educational, and networking organization? At Free Aid, we support volunteers who provide first aid. We do outreach to the public about health and safety, and we bring together medically skilled freedom lovers. Free Aid is made possible by your generous support. Donors can receive great gifts like first aid kits, t-shirts, silver dime cards, and hoodies. The Free Aid Silver Dime Card Project is sponsored in part by Roberts & Roberts Brokerage, Freedom's Phoenix, and Don't Tread on Meme. Visit fr33aid.com.
Instead of just listening, you can also watch. See the Liberty Radio Network's key New Hampshire-based live shows via our studio cam at cam.lrn.fm. Plus, you'll still be able to listen to the Liberty Radio Network via the cam feed in high quality.
Yeah, how come Ian doesn't use LRN for everybody to feed into? Everybody and their grandma wants our shows and doing and BitTorrent and whatever. How come LRN just doesn't do it? And I'll just pull the feed from them into my site.
What do you mean?
Well, everything that everybody wants us to do. You know, I got, you know, Gary's populating an entire network with shows and using...
Who's Gary? I don't know who Gary is.
Gary Franchi. Restore the Republic guy, you know. It's called Next News Network, and it just went live last night. And what he's doing is populating. He has on... He's already got his show on a Ron Paul supporter that has some stations in Florida and I think in Boston. So he's broadcast in Miami area and Boston. And
I can't say this yet on the air, but the Freedom Fiends got picked up by the Genesis Communication Network. We're going to be on like actual radio starting next month.
Oh, very cool. Very
can't
cool.
say it on the radio yet, though.
Well, it went out on the web stream. So this is, how'd that get hooked up? They won't give me time of day.
Sorry, I'll call you on the phone sometime and tell you all about it.
All right, cool. So this is, you know, what I see is this just being out there, just having the content. And the one thing that I just started including when I edit the shows, you know, you cut out, you know, a lot of the commercials and the time and the breaks, and I might leave a little bit of news there or one, you know, a few commercials I have obligations to sponsors and stuff. But the main thing is that I started including the little 10-second identifier that Ian has going in. I'm starting to go, okay, yes, you can be a broadcaster. Yes, go here and do this. Yes, you can have your own radio station. Yes, you can. And a lot of people are doing that. See, that's what I'm encouraging. There are opportunities for me to do radio here. I was on probably 3 or 4 stations, and I was morning drive, afternoon drive. You know, I did my bit. And I tell you, that's not where I put my effort. My effort was not to do, because they never pay you enough. They always, you know, wanting to tell you what to do and everything. And it was just contracts going back. It just got to be a real pain in the butt. And they're always trying to control you. You know, they want to have control. Well, if you don't agree to not talk about that, you'll miss that microphone. I go, really? Seriously? You think my self-esteem is based on that microphone?
And I don't know, man. You talking about radio or just anything? Because Free Talk Live are literally on like 130 radios. They're actually on more stations than Alex Jones. And they talk about friggin' everything, man. They're, you know, Ian's like... Well, yeah, of course I had sex for money.
Oh, no. Ian's got it going on.
To do so.
No, Ian's blazed the trail, man. There's, you know, it's really totally different. But here, well, think about it. Arizona, it's always Arizona. Napolitano, you know, John McCain, Goldwater, Apio. I mean, it's always this thing. There's a machine here.
You put Goldwater in with the rest of them? I mean,
if you're from
Libertarian Party.
Oh, hell no. If you're from Arizona, you know the dirty, dark secrets of all these guys.
Well, he did want to nuke Vietnam, which makes
favorite shows
not
via their websites and become an amplifier at amp.lrn.fm. That's amp.lrn.fm.
It's time for Declare Your Independence with Ernest Hancock. To be a part of the show, call 602-264-2800.
Welcome back to Declare Your Independence. I'm Ernest Hancock and Michael Dean. You know, we're talking about the future. I mean, I'm seeing it coming from different perspectives. I mean, we've come at it from a different ways. Yeah, it's great to be on Terran Radio. You know, a lot, you know, anywhere, any way you can just broadcast out and more people, the better. But I've always been an activist that was always about how could we get our message out in the lamestream media, the media that's so last century. And the way we did it, we always got a government number. You know, it was like arrest number, initiative number, candidate number, this number. If you didn't have a government number, they didn't cover you. I don't care how many, you know, freedom-oriented doing run around with whatever. So we always did it that way. Okay, hey, man, we got a government number. You got to cover us now. And they did. So we go, all right. But it got to the point where it was so obvious, the games that you had to play in that, that finally the medium got to where you didn't need them. So every chance I got, now it's getting to back. I go, we always, so it was like 06, we stopped giving interviews to the main newspapers here. And Barry Hess, the guy who's running for governor, a good friend of mine, matter of fact, he and his wife were over last night. They go, he always say, you know, you used to not print the real story, and now you can't get it. Because nobody, we wouldn't talk to him. And we would do all kinds of interesting stuff, broadcast, have pages up and everything, and intentionally not cooperate with them. Now, of course, they do the story and say whatever, and all it did was drive them to our websites. And now with QR codes, we embraced that big time last year. Why? Because it took, it's the first time in human history that you've been able, with a device in your hand, to just go blip, and it takes you straight to where you or somebody else wants you to go. Boom, done. There it is. And I go,
here's what I see, man. Here I put out my first record in 1984. It was a 7-inch single. It was a punk rock band. I did paid drug research for the government and worked construction to fund pressing.
I'm sorry.
The money to like print the covers, so we printed them at Kinko's because a friend worked there, and we had a party where we took plastic bags and cut the top off with a razor blade and stuffed it in the plastic. And that was punk rock in, like, 1984. Okay, now punk rock bands are in the top 10. You know, they're signed to major labels. They're huge. They're mainstream media. I think that right now, libertarian media is where punk rock was in 1984.
Which means, but I mean, there's going to be some different medium, you know, media that is going to be used and so on. How do you see it evolving? I mean, think about it.
BitTorrent, man, BitTorrent.
Okay, so you're going to go ahead and have like a pool, a library of whatever, download these files, and it takes you, you know, a half hour to 3 days, depending on how much stuff you got. They download it onto, and it's just there forever, and screw the man.
Yeah, and so, you know, when they kick in my door because I say something a little too feisty about the Wyoming Firearms Freedom Act that's planned, part two, on the internet, and they kick in my door and confiscate my computers for a month, you know, to study them and see what they can find, which is nothing, because I put everything, I'm like you, I put everything out there, you know, and if they want to have my stuff, make it easier to get my stuff out there, basically. But, you know, when they kick in my door, and I didn't say if, I said when they kick in my door and confiscate my computers, when they outlaw the First Amendment, you know, in a few months or years, it will not stop the fiends from being available. It'll be 24/7. It's BitTorrent. There's a whole big little crew of special fiends out there who are on the golden floppy disk of redemption for BitTorrenting us 24/7, and it is unstoppable, man. Literally, like, the only way they could stop that would be to turn off everyone's power, and they're not going to do that.
Well, I don't give an absolute nothing what they're willing or able to do, but you know, probably not. So I'm going to go ahead and give you a scenario and see if you can help me out here. Are you offering a mechanism, a method, a blazing a trail by example, or are you offering to select the people? You know, like John Bush comes on before me now, the great addition to the network, and I'm going, look, John, if you're having problems, I want to make sure that you got your show where it's archived and it's accessible and it's listed, and we have the capacity to just duplicate what we do for this show on Freedom's Phoenix. Then, you know, you go up and you say, hey, man, you know, well, we got that opportunity too. Then we got Gary French going, hey, man, we got that. It's popping up everywhere. A year ago, these opportunities weren't there for people. And I'm going, okay, so if you have a mine, John's, whatever, go, what are you offering to help? Just an example, or do you have a platform?
An example, yeah. I don't have time to be a network for other people because I barely sleep as it is, or have time for, I don't have any social
where
life.
Where are you located right now?
For my wife and
where
my
you
cats, you know.
Where are you located now?
Casper, Wyoming. Ooh. They have my coordinates. They know where I am.
Ooh. No, I was wondering if you moved. Okay. So, yeah. All right. So you're still in Casper. Now, this
I haven't
is...
moved from this chair in 2 years, man. What are you talking about? I sleep in this chair.
Well, what about offering your services to get up for LRN? I mean, you know, to have this go. I mean, I kind of been doing a lot of this stuff independent because I like, you know, diversity. I like distribution. You know, the defense distributed. So I'm going. This is good. But what about LRN having it available to do what you're doing for all their hosts and all their archives?
Ian's a busy guy, man. He barely sleeps either. But what I do is I do really detailed technical blog posts step by step on how to do everything I do. You know, we're kind of the Freedom Fiends. Neem and I, we say we're a learning hospital. And we're very trans. Like somebody recently complained on a Anarchy Gumbo podcast. They said, I listened to this for a minute and you guys were still doing a sound check. And I stopped listening because that just proves that anarchists don't have their crap together. But what he didn't get was a, like a minute, 5 seconds. We said, and that's why we did our sound check live, so we can tell people how to do it and make their own media better, because we're a learning hospital. And that's what I can do for people, is they can go to the Freedom Fiends site and the Freedom Fiends blog, especially the new blog. If you click on the kitty cat link over on the right, that's the blog. And we've got tutorials on there on how to do a podcast, how to do BitTorrent RSS feeds, how to do encrypted email, how to do encrypted off-the-record messaging. And there's a bunch of people that work with me on proofreading those. You know, what I do for a living is I write tech books. I write books for a major publisher, that and make documentary films. But I write, you know, I'm really good at writing a bunch of screenshots with descriptions of how to do things. And we do that for free. We spend many hours on it, making it the best that we possibly can so people can see how to do it. It's, you know, we have the transparency that they don't have at the White House that they promised.
Yeah. You know, well, I tell you what, one of the more popular shows that we did, it keeps coming up every now and then, I'll just see it start to rise in the downloads. And it was a show, God, almost probably 2 years ago, that Ian and I did. There was a young man, he was like 15, and he wants to be a broadcaster. You know the type, you know, somebody, oh, give me, I can do that. And his parents offered to give him $500 towards whatever equipment that he wanted. And he called me, man, he was excited. I got $500 in my hand, what do I need? And I go, well, I don't know. Technology has changed. Let's find out. So we did a 2-hour show.
Yeah, I saw your 2-hour show. Our blog post is much better, and it has links.
My point is,
I watched the whole thing, and I was like, okay. And I won't say that I wrote the blog post that was in the Freedom's Phoenix magazine called "Make Your Own Liberty Radio Station for $250 that has links to everything you need to buy." It's written by someone named Cash Newman. I've heard that might be me, but I wouldn't say that's me.
Okay.
And it's not aimed at people in America, because that would be illegal in America. It's aimed at people in Europe, of course, where that kind of stuff is legal.
Why would it be illegal in America?
What?
What, to do what you were advocating? That's illegal?
Maybe.
I
don't advocate anything illegal, man. I don't even have guns. I lost all my guns in a boating accident. Maybe it was a voting accident. I think I lost them in a voting accident.
Oh, this is my point. Ian and I did that. It needs to be updated. We need, you know, new. I got, you know, another kid. Hey, you know what? I want to be a broadcaster. I wanted this. I wanted that. If you're willing, we'll schedule we'll do it in a couple of weeks. We'll get all of the graphics and stuff that we can put in on the webcasting here and get it into our, you know, one of the channels that I have on the video mixer. And we'll walk people through everything that you're talking about so it can be an updated reference of the same kind of thing that Ian and I did. Because when anybody wants to do this, go watch that. You know, these 2 hours, go edits down to an hour and a half. Go watch that and you'll know. And they do. It needs to be updated. Maybe I can get Michael to do it with me. Okay. Let's go ahead and schedule that. Let's give you a couple weeks to get rested or whatever. But I need...
well, it's already done. There's that article that I wrote under the name Cash Newman that's in the Freedom's Phoenix magazine. It's a long article, a couple issues back, that is already done step by step with screenshots and links to where to buy the stuff on Amazon and elsewhere.
All right, let me go look.
And how to do it without stepping on other radio stations. Well, everybody says, yeah, you need a low pass filter, but they don't really explain what it is or where to put it into the chain or where to buy one.
We did it with the only problem is I think the most powerful FM transmitter we had was 20 watts. And
man, with a half watt, you can cover a city of 50,000 people.
Really?
Yeah. You get your antenna up high enough. I won't say I've done it, but I did.
Every time we take our RV out on location, I have a Comrex Access. You know, that's how I access the
really?
Show.
Really? How much do those cost?
About $5,000.
Wow, I need one of those, man. Because the show that we're going to be doing for GCN is not going to be live. It's going to be pre-taped. To do a live show with them, you have to have one of those.
Oh, well, no, I have two Comrexes. There's the main rack Comrex that we're using now. You know, that gives you a good connection. Then there's a Comrex makes a little what they call an access. It's a it's a little portable thing, you know. And that's how we do our remotes. When we went around the country, you know, for a month and a half, Don and I driving this last summer, it was, you know, sitting, you know, wired into a Starbucks in the back of Des Moines, Iowa, I mean, you know, that kind of stuff. So, and we had a Verizon card that goes in it that you can do it to. And so there's the tech. See, this is my point. It's the technology. When I did this and we had the money and the resource and people saying, okay, you want to do this freedom oriented, go kick ass thing? Fine. What do you need? I go, well, you know, we can do this, fine, whatever it is, write the check, and boom, and then we got all the stuff. So I'm going, all right, cool. Well, there's other people doing that, too. You know, it's like Gary probably has some benefactor that's paying for his stuff, and you got, you know.
Well, you know, another thing I'm working on right now, you know, you talk about the price of everything going down. Comrex has a pretty much a monopoly just because they've been doing all that stuff since the 70s. And those rack mount things, I really think I could make a competitor that would work just as well for $500 retail, because all they are is a Linux computer with an input and output for audio and, you know, balanced in and out and some sort of little, you know, codec that there are free open codecs. They have a proprietary one, but that's on my list of things to do is to try to put Comrex out of business.
Hey, waiting on you, man. Yeah. They've been pretty good. I mean, they, you know, of course
I read like the 90 page technical description PDF of both of those units. And I am convinced it could be done for a tenth of what they're doing it for retail, and we'd still make money selling them. I'd still make money selling them.
All right. Well, yeah, it's always, you know, everything's a good idea. It's just who does it first, you know? And
I just blew it because I forgot that we're streaming on LRN right now. So if someone beats me to it, fine. Let me be the beta tester and give me one free.
Yeah, here we go.
Freedom is the answer. What's the question?
I want to break free.
You're listening to Ernest Hancock.
I want to break free. I want to break free
from your lies. Lies, lies, lies. They're all lies. You know, and if you're telling the truth, it don't matter if nobody's hearing you. Did the truth get heard if it was never spoke or broadcast? You know, I don't know. You know, it was June 2012 was the edition. So that was this last summer. June 2012, and the title of the article is Make Your Own Liberty Radio Station for $250. And he walks you through everything here. It has links in it. Donna did a really good job, you know, putting up the pictures and so on. Now, the type radio that he has here, we have three of them. We used them during the Lovolution we'd take them to universities where Dr. Paul was coming, or we had different events, or we were passing out a bunch of DVDs or something like that, and we'd put, you know, Freedom Radio, Ron Paul Radio, 94 point whatever, you find an open spot on the dial, and then you put it in somebody's dorm room, and you'd give them a MP3 player, and they'd just loop it, and it just broadcast all over, and even at, you know, 3 watts, you're getting the entire campus of Arizona State University, and this was, man, it just drove them freaking nuts. Bad guy, they didn't like this one itty bitty little bit, but that was not the main reason why we did it. The reason we were pushing this was to educate and start a new trend for the Lovolution to understand what Michael Dean understands. And you're talking about what you're doing here and micro broadcasting your neighborhood, your entire university campus for $250, right?
That could be done technically, yes, of course.
No, of course it's done. I've done it. I got three of them. We went to Harbor Freight. They have these little suitcases, you know, these foam-filled cases for putting tools or whatever. You pull out the little thing, and it kind of makes it nice case. And they were only – they're on sale for Harbor Freight. You know, I rip them off for $19. So we went and bought about a dozen of them for this reason. We started getting all of these. We had three of them. We put them in there, and we got it all set. Here it is. For $350, I think, is what we had it all done for. Here is a J antenna. You know, there's kind of you do the PVC thing and so on like you got there. We have the antenna, the wiring, the everything except the MP3 player. All you got to do is plug it in your computer. Here it is. Go. The problem is that, you know, you just got to find the right person that wants to do it. Well, we make use of it when we want to do, you know, some woohoo that's coming up here. We'll be doing it again. But it's a doinkum a little bit. But do you really get that big audience? Well, it grows, but that's not the point. The point is that they understand they can do it. And when things start going down and the tighter their fists, the more star systems that go out between their fingers. And this is one way. Now you're using BitTorrent as a way for people to distribute the playlist everywhere, and then they do whatever they want with it. What do you, as someone that was in broadcasting, what, give some of your history. Weren't you on television? Didn't you used to be a news reporter?
No, that was Nima Vidati, the co-host of the Freedom Fiends.com. An ABC affiliate in Casper, Wyoming. You know, like, you turned on the TV anywhere in Wyoming for the 6 o'clock news, and he was sitting there in a suit giving the news. And then he went to a bigger market in Washington State, and then he quit doing it because he said he got sick of being a mouthpiece of horizontal enforcement for the man. Now, my let's see, what's my history? I made my first radio transmitter when I was 12 in 1976, and I always wanted to reach the world from my home. I played in rock bands and literally toured, you know, all over America and the world, was signed to Warner Brothers, put out 4 records. Independent, you know, everything from our own label put together in our living room to an independent label to a major label. That band broke up. Then I started writing books for a living, and then I started making films for a living. And then here I am sitting on your show in my underwear.
You know, I've interviewed both you guys when you first started. You did the movie, and I kind of get your guys' bio mixed up between the two of you. But
you interviewed him first. You didn't want me on the interview about Guns and Weed. You didn't know who the hell I was. You knew who he was.
Oh, I'm sure we
now you know who I am.
Yes, I do. You know, this is so you guys are still working together on that. I mean, you guys got a long term plan.
We're best friends who live in different states. Yeah. We talk every day, like, you know, hour a day.
All right, cool. Well, this is one thing I wanted to get to before the end of the show. Where do you think the future is? I mean, what's the technology that's coming? I mean, you got content. That's one thing. It's content. You can have all the money. You can be Al Gore all you want and have all the big, giant whatever and build it up and get bought by Al Jazeera, I guess. But the point is that, you know, if you have the mechanism by which you can get into people's homes, that's fine. But it doesn't matter if you don't have content. So they're screaming and looking for content. They're like, where's our libertarian? I need a libertarian job. Who's the libertarian? I need a libertarian. You know, I'm getting little feelers here in the valley. They know they're like, all right, dang it. You know, we get, you know, but no. And they, but then the smaller guys come up with the progressive. Hell, I was on the Air America affiliate here for years. So, yes, a new field to plow. Bring on the liberals. Well, I tell you, I found when you're dealing with the left, they were far more easier to convert to libertarianism than the right was. Because the left, at least their heart was in the right place. We want
to
do
conservatives
good.
Have to, like, you know, protect everyone from weed smokers and the gays.
Now, it's more than that. It's a deep-seated righteous indignation that they have the authority, the morality to force on people whatever.
Well, liberals are running with that too, man. I mean, everybody's talking about gun laws and health care and all the things Obama's doing. And I just see it as one block of they want to control everything we do. And that's been the great failure of the conservatives. I mean, the conservatives – a conservative should be someone who wants small government, and that's what it used to be, not someone who wants to conserve our ways for everybody. You know, it's really, they really blew it by adding nanny law after nanny law. The conservatives taught the Democrats how to do it, and the Democrats filled it up with plutonium and steroids and took it to the 10th degree, man.
No, I'll tell you from a, as a young activist, you know, from 88, you know, I'm in my 20s and kid and doing, going through all this and the evolution of, you know, what you're doing and everything.
I was voting for Nancy Pelosi in 1988.
Oh, all right. Well, this is what, and see if this rings true. This is how they carve you up, divide you, conquer, all this kind of stuff, and it's always 49-51% kind of thing. They're able to, okay, well, the Democrats are represent all these special interests, de la whatever, and the Republicans this, but both of them always come together when they want to increase the debt limit or go to war or do it. They're all the same. So, but they kind of, you know, split it up into two camps. If you have 100 people in the Democrats and 100 people in the Republicans, and you got libertarians sitting there browbeating them, you'll probably get about 20-30% of anybody that's thinking, and certainly under a certain age, of the conservative Republican side to come over. On the Democrats, as time goes over, that percentage is probably twice that. It's like 40% or something. But what's left with them is more and more, you know, virulent of what they wanted. You know, they're, you know, we got to control. We got to have the power. We're going to really, really do all the bad things they want to do. But a lot of the power, and certainly the youth that they were counting on to perpetuate this philosophy, has drained off into the Lovolution or Leave Me Aloneist or the Voluntarist or the Ron Paul thing. And I could see it happen. The greater percentage came from the left. And it was only because that they thought that the left represented, you know, leaving people alone. Well, it doesn't. And the right, they knew it doesn't, so it attracts the people that want to go tell people what to do anyway. So Freedom Fiends, Free Talk Live, this show, all the other efforts and everything, I see it like you said. It's like in the 80s, man. It's like, you know, you're just starting to get, heck, talk radio was saved by, you know, political talk. It used to be Howdy Neighbor stuff. And I'm going, all right, here we go. There's a new wave. I am of the opinion it's going to be satellites. We're going to get our own satellites. It's going to be our own communication. We're going to be off the DOD's internet. It's going to be Spaceship 14 out there putting up satellites, communicating servers on the moon. Thank you very much. We're done. And when that happens, they will have lost all control on the signal. And right now, they got Piers Morgan screaming gun control from the rooftops, and nobody's listening anymore. They don't care. They're like, no, next. All he does is prove our point. So I'm going, okay. And with a British accent, no less. I mean, how stupid is that, you know? So this is, I see the future, and I want to do, I got this, you know, we can use this as a template. I can start putting, now this is for broadcasting. This isn't necessarily for a lot of the other torrent stuff that you do. In a couple of weeks, will you spend a couple of hours with me, and we'll organize and we'll do a nice reference material with video, pictures, graphics, and get all this information so we can direct the 15-year-old kids that called, we won and I got it. Yep, go read this article, go listen to this, go watch this, and we will teach you how to go up effectively against the man. Will you help me out?
Yes.
Good. Michael Dean, Freedom Fiends, F-E-E-N-S. Now, they go there right now, and they click on what? You said there's a cat on there somewhere?
Well, the cat's the blog over on the right. I sent you two links, though, that you can post, too.
Boom, done. Everybody go to this, to today's archive, and you'll see in the first hour box there, boom, all the information. And we'll go, Donna, go ahead and copy his article, that one. Go ahead and take it out of subscriber and put it where everybody can see it, right on the side. We'll link to it. We'll put it to where you don't even have to subscribe, and you can read his article.
Since time began, Tyra.
All right, there we go.
Hey, that's the Guns and Weed ad playing right there. That's my wife talking.
Oh, cool.
I love that our wives help us with this.
Yeah, Donna is, she works a lot. You know, she's, of course, you know.
She's a realtor, right?
Pardon me? Yeah.
She's a realtor. Yeah, my wife's a paralegal. She works a lot. My wife doesn't help with any of the production stuff, but when I need her to read something, proof it, she does it. And when I need her to sit down and put her sultry voice on something, she does it.
I know. That's always good to have a good boy.
And she believes exactly what I believe. We've paralleled each other in going from status to whatever we are.
Well, how did that happen? What was the issue?
Someone broke into our house in California, and we bought a shotgun, and then we realized that suddenly that almost made us a criminal, and we started looking at laws and how stupid they were. And then I read You and the Police by Boston Tea Party in one sitting and went from statist anarchist in one night.
Yeah, that's a good story right there. Yeah, no, Boston and I are good friends, and we've been dealing with him for a long time. Oh, yeah, that's right. He's in Wyoming. Okay, yeah. So you get to visit with him at all?
I have. He's really been kind of laying low, and I also, I'm not like a camper kind of type, and those guys all want to go camp in the woods and crawl around in the dirt with rifles, and, you know, I do that, and I go, I'm tired. I want to go back to the hotel, and we go back to the hotel. I'm a pussy.
Well, these guys are, you know, yeah, I don't want to talk a lot on, you know, about this on there, but, you know, they see what's coming. I tell you what my upbringing was in the, you know, activism. It was, yeah, you know, this is stupid, and you're, and I always thought, you know, you're the lone wolf. You're all by yourself. Nobody is everybody this stupid. I mean, you know, they blind.
Well, every time I talk to Ian Freeman, he's like, so when you move to New Hampshire, and I'm like, I'm not.
Yeah, I'm not saying never, you know, but I don't. As a matter of fact, that's why Donna and I went around the country. And everybody's going, you know, like, oh, okay, put on your best face, man. We went up to Montana and visited with Chuck Baldwin for a few days, interviewed him, did whatever. I've known him from before, and he writes for us and stuff. And then I go to across the United States in the northern part there, and when you hit the Mississippi, man, you can tell the difference. East of the Mississippi, you can kiss my ass. I'm like, have no desire to go anywhere east of the Mississippi. Now, I'm from Florida originally, and we haven't been back in southeast Florida on any kind of driving, going around, stomping grounds. I want to take my wife down to the Keys and, you know, see what's down there from Key Largo down to Key West, because I remember that as a kid, you know, being kind of cool. If I can find a place there, it would be kind of neat. But the, because I like warm sand and such. But the, whole trip, we went to New Hampshire, and then we went down to Texas, and then back to Phoenix. And we interviewed people all along the way, and we had a running archive that had all the pictures, you know, and you kind of followed the trip. And it was really cool, but there is no place. I don't care. Even in New Hampshire, I'm talking to people, and we don't have an income tax. It's called a, you know, enterprise kind of you made money, we get some of it tax, or whatever the hell they called it, you know? And I'm going, you know, this is everywhere. So it's not a place. It's a state of mind, not a state. And I'm like, you know, and I want a free state. I mean, that's like an oxymoron. Yeah. So I'm just, I get it. I'm glad they're doing it, and I want to support it, and that's right for a lot of people.
Exactly.
But it's a much larger problem. You know, it's just the fact that you think you can have a free state. I mean, right there, it tells you you're already thinking wrong to begin with, you know?
I have the free house project with my wife and my cats.
There you go. So it's but Ian, man, he's giving it what for, man. He's definitely
amazing. Ian is my hero, man.
So this is, I try not to be a bother to him. You know, I don't ask too much. I just, you know, show up on time and do my thing, and, you know, and I try not to bug him.
Yeah.
Oh, one time I got before I let you go, I get to my next guest, but I got to tell you this one story. This is good. I was talking about LRN this and that, and kind of now she's plugging in something in the computer, and we're up on the mixer, so
I thought you got droned.
Yeah. So we're yakking. I'm going, yeah, and LRN does this and do it. So I find the first time I ever go on the show and show people how it works. And I go up there, and he had his webcam on early in the morning. He's sitting there with his bathrobe open, just sitting there, you know, doing some work and everything, half naked, you know, with the live YouTube stream going. So we're sitting there making fun. Hey, Ian. So finally somebody called and said, hey, man, shut your camera off. Ernie's making funny. So it's just very human, the community. And it's why, think about it. Phoenix, New Hampshire, Wyoming. I mean, like, seriously, I like the distributed part of this. And let us know what you can. I'll go and take a look at your stuff here. Donna's going to put up the
independent cells, fully operational.
Right.
Without central leadership.
Right. And if you got a good method by which we can do the turret thing and so on, I can integrate it into, because every time I add something, it's a gazillion dollars.
What I didn't mention is that we use an RSS feed with it. So it's almost like a podcast with BitTorrent. So people don't have to manually download each episode. It just automatically downloads.
Well, we have that already. Our RSS feed goes in. It automatically populates our
for BitTorrent. It's a whole different thing.
No, right? I understand. But we have the RSS feed that does our iTunes and all that. Can it use that particular module, that feed, to populate the BitTorrent?
No. You have to have someone making a separate feed for it. It's not a lot of work.
I know a guy. I'll give him a call, Michael Dean.
It's like 10 seconds each time.
Michael Dean.
Yeah.
Help me out. All right. We'll talk about it over here next week or so. And then next time we do this, Donna will communicate with you in the next couple weeks. We'll go ahead and make a big woohoo reference show, have all the pictures and done, and maybe I'll have it done by then. We'll walk through it.
All right. Sounds great, man.
Coolness, man. Good luck. Let us know how we can help. And if you getting anywhere here in Phoenix and so on, we'll promote the living crap out of it on the ground here if you get an affiliate here.
Cool. I appreciate it, brother, man.
All right, man. Peace.
Peace.